This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A senior fire official concerned about the safety of occupants and fire officers in abandoned buildings. Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators says no to the idea of free public transportation to deal with congestion. A government senator wants education reform proposals to adequately address concerns of the disabled. Panama's top diplomat sees Barbados as a major player in its economic prospects from the African continent, and the U.S. Coast Guard suspends search and rescue efforts after a major bridge collapse in Baltimore. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Fire Service is concerned about the potential dangers that exist within derelict buildings. Deputy Chief Fire Officer Henderson Patrick stressed that the structural integrity of some abandoned properties may be compromised and could threaten the lives of those who occupy the spaces, as well as the lives of their officers while executing their duties. He was speaking with media at the scene of a fire which destroyed an abandoned house at Mason Hall Street in the city yesterday.
It's a difficult scenario. It's not the only facility in Barbados that's derelict that we have had concerns about. We have also examined additional properties, some in Christchurch and so on, especially hotels and so on, that have been left abandoned for a little while. And it opens up people to occupying these facilities. The thing is that once they're in the facilities, they have a tendency to cook roast breadfruit, smoke, all different kind of things. And this increases the risk of those structures becoming involved in fire and putting even the fire officers who respond to our risk, because some of the facilities might be just, it might look good on the outside, but it might be shelled on the inside and, you know, predisposed to collapse and things of that nature.
The senior fire official had this suggestion for property owners.
What can we say to the homeowners and the people who own these properties? If you are in a position not to maintain these facilities, then ask for help, perhaps from some government agency or so on. If it is at a stage where we can demolish it or so on, that will probably be a good option because it prevents people from occupying who shouldn't occupy, and at the same time it reduces the risk of persons who live or walk within the environment from being affected by it if it collapses or something like that.
Deputy Chief Fire Officer Henderson Patrick. Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Anwar Nana, says he does not agree with suggestions made to make public transportation free in Barbados. Independent Senator Andrew Malalu, speaking during the Appropriations Bill in Senate yesterday, said he wants government to make public transportation free for commuters as part of a radical solution to what he complains is major congestion on the nation's roads. However, Mr. Nana believes it would be a costly undertaking for government.
The cost associated with that is in the hundreds of millions of dollars annually. And truthfully, I don't think the government right now can afford that. And I don't think it's practical. I think it is one country somewhere in Europe that does it. But to my understanding, that's the only place that has it. And for the children right now, it's free. That's fine. But for the rest of the population, the traveling public, I don't think at this point that is practical for our economy. For our country.
He also stressed it would mean an increase in taxes.
Obviously, it has to be paid by someone. We're looking at over $400 million annually, so it's going to come out of everyone's pocket. So obviously, taxes will have to go up for that to be paid for. So it will be an increase in taxes all around to fund it.
Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Anwar Nana. Government Senator Andwele Boyce sees a critical need for education reform, especially for those living with disabilities. Speaking during the Senate's debate of the Appropriations Bill 2024, he responded to comments which urged government to only make changes to the school curriculum in its reform plans. However, Mr. Boyce argued that schools in their current state do not adequately meet the needs of the disabled.
Let me be very clear, Mr. President. The education system in Barbados has not served persons with disabilities well. This idea that we should go as far as curricula and no further ignores things like the physical plan and the accommodations that we have to make in revamping our physical plants. So the existing schools, many of them, were not constructed for persons with disabilities.
Citing his own experiences and emotional, Mr. Boyst stressed the importance of education reform for children with both visible and invisible disabilities.
Education reform in the name and in the interest of persons with disabilities is a moral imperative, sir, if we do not do it. I think also of the children on the autism spectrum who have other challenges, sir. Require an aid in the classroom, require that their teachers be trained in the issues of disability, in the issues of instructing persons on the autism spectrum, may need some degree of accommodations in relation to things like extra time and things like larger print.
Government Senator Andwele Boyce. Panama's Foreign Affairs Minister sees Barbados as a key player in providing that country with access to major economic investments from the African continent. Henaina Mankomo made the point when she addressed students and staff of the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus as she sets the stage for the opening of an embassy in Barbados.
So for us, again, the importance of connecting with the Caribbean, for instance, in part of this white paper, when we talk about creating new frontiers, that means that, for instance, Panama needs to anticipate and plan for the future. And an essential part of that vision demands increasing its diplomatic presence in regions that are emerging with more and more relevance economically and politically, exactly what we spoke today. Africa, for example, presents an opportunity that should not be ignored. And what better country than Barbados to be part of that connection?
Panama's Foreign Affairs Minister Henaina Mankomo. Some students of the Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute of Technology who are pursuing careers in the automotive sector are set to benefit from a partnership between the institution and the United Commercial Auto Works Limited, or UCAL. The two organizations signed a memorandum of understanding which will provide training opportunities for students and staff, facilitate job attachments, and provide scholarships to students. Managing Director of UCAL, Pedro Stanford, stressed the importance of the partnership.
UCAL. We are very pleased this month to be part of this collaboration and the signing of this MOU. We think it's ever so important. Simply because you got at 26, we are now in 26th year. We are at that stage where people are retiring, and it really highlights for us the cycle of trained technicians that are required to, you know, pop up and show up the automotive industry. And the Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute of Technology has been doing that for decades. So we are very proud to partner with them. We think that over the next couple of years, once we keep that cycle going, UCAL and the rest of the automotive industry will be well served.
Managing Director of United Commercial Auto Works Limited, UCAL, Pedro Stanford. And the U.S. Coast Guard suspended its search and rescue efforts for the six individuals still missing after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath highlighted several factors, including the length of time taken for search and rescue efforts and the temperature of the water, which made it difficult for teams to continue. Maryland Transportation Secretary Paul J. Weidefeld said at a news conference on Tuesday the six missing people are believed to have been part of a construction crew repairing potholes on the bridge. Five officials reported that two people were pulled from the river. Media reports stated that one was not injured and the other was taken to a local trauma center in very serious condition. And finally, former U.S. President Donald Trump was issued a judge's gag order on Tuesday, barring him from publicly commenting about witnesses and court staff ahead of his April 15th criminal trial involving hush money paid to a porn star. Justice Juan Merchan granted a request by the office of the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who is prosecuting Trump, the former president, and now the Republican candidate, to challenge President Joe Biden for the White House. Recapping the headlines, a senior fire official concerned about the safety of occupants and fire officials in abandoned buildings. Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators says no to the idea of free public transportation to deal with congestion. A government senator wants education reform proposals to adequately address concerns of the disabled. Panama's top diplomat sees Barbados as a major player in its economic prospects from the African continent, and the U.S. Coast Guard suspends search and rescue efforts after a major bridge collapses in Baltimore. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.